Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Good Confession. I give you charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. 1 Timothy 6:13. Young Timothy also had professed a good profession, same word as confession, before many witnesses, evidently of similar substance and quality to that in the witness of Christ before Pilate. When the Jews urged Pilate to condemn Jesus to death, their charge was that he made himself the Son of God. Pilate gave Jesus opportunity to deny this charge and save his life, but Jesus gave him no answer. Both by his silence, when a denial of the charge could have saved him, and by his open testimony before Pilate that he was in fact a king from heaven itself, indeed the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it becomes clear that our own good confession must be a confession of our faith in Jesus Christ as Son of God, our Savior and Lord, especially when that confession is made openly before hostile witnesses. Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Paul said, "If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." And John said, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God." Despite the great blessings awaiting all who make a courageous and good confession of saving faith in Christ, most people will refuse until it is too late. There is a time coming, however, when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.